Okay, so we will resume with the Paradise Town Advisory Board meeting for Tuesday, July 25th, 2023. During the meeting, we have a public comment period. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public item hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board majority vote. Is there anyone who would like to make a comment at this time? See no one. I'll move on to approval of the minutes for July 11th, 2023.
Madam Chair, I move to approve the minutes as written.
We have a motion on the floor to approve the minutes for July 11th, 2023. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Approval of the agenda for this evening, July 25th, 2023.
Madam Chair, I move to approve the agenda for July 25th, 2023, with one item that will be trailed. That's item number 2, UC 230330, King David LLC. That will be trailed to the end of the agenda after item 6.
We have a motion on the floor to approve the agenda for this evening with one item to be trailed. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Anything informational, Blanca? Okay. Moving on to planning and zoning, item number 1, UC230217, BRE/HC, Las Vegas Property Holding, use permit for a minor training facility, less than 30 students, in conjunction with an existing office building on a portion of 2.3 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone, generally located 800 feet north of Flamingo Road and east of Howard Hughes Parkway within Paradise. Is our applicant here? Come on up. We have no microphone, so.
It's charging.
Oh, it's charging?
We're hoping it works now.
Testing. Testing. If we can just ask you to speak really loud,
yeah,
so okay. We catch you on the recorder.
Sure, yeah.
Okay, so I need your name and address for the record.
Yes, good evening. My name is Nicolina Tepavac. My physical address or no?
That's either one. Either the business or your home.
Okay, business address is 3960 Howard Hughes Parkway, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89169, Suite 480.
Tell us what you'd like to do.
Yes, so I'm here to apply for my land use application or license for my makeup academy. So we just moved to a new location, Howard Hughes. We have been in Town Square so far, and now we need a new license. I haven't done this before. Apparently, we had already someone apply for the land use in the previous location, so this is my first time applying for a land use license.
Okay. Is there anyone from the audience who'd like to speak on this item? No one. I'll close the public and open it to the board.
Madam Chair, if no one has anything, I make a motion to approve subject to staff conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. So on August the 15th, you now go to the planning commission. You got one more step.
I believe I have two more steps. I have three motion hearings. I don't know. That's what they send it to me.
So they only show us one, so
okay.
I can only send it on.
No problem. No problem.
Right. Good luck.
Thank you. Do you need this document?
Nope.
No?
Okay. You keep that. Item number 2 has been trailed. Item number 3, UC230344, PA Investments LLC, a use permit to allow a hookah lounge in conjunction with an existing tavern and adult use cabaret on 1.2 acres in the M1 light manufacturing zone, generally located on the east side of Wynn Road, 150 feet south of Naples Drive within Paradise. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Just fine.
Name is Devon Stockton, representing Wet Nightclub. Address is 4636 Wynn Road. Las Vegas, Nevada, 89103. And we are requesting a special use permit to add hookah and hookah consumption on our premises. We do believe this will be a better service for our clientele. And that's what we're here today for.
Is anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public, open it to the board.
Madam Chair, if no one has any comment, I'll make a motion to approve subject to staff condition.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. You also go to the Planning Commission on August the 15th.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you.
Item number four, ET2340094, UC210184. Mary Lou Mariano, use permit first extension of time for a place of worship on 0.8 acres in an RE rural estate zone, generally located on the east side of Spencer Street, 440 feet north of Robindale Road within Paradise.
Madam Chair?
Yes. Angelo will be abstaining. He received a card in the mail.
Good evening. My name is Phil Wakefield, Blue Diamond Civil Engineering, 9816 Gillespie Street, Suite 120. Last name is Wakefield, W-A-K-E-F-I-E-L-D, here to represent the owner. Basically, we're looking for an extension of time of an existing use permit for a place of worship. This place is located along Spencer, just north of Robindale. About a 3,650 square foot building. Currently, we are working with Clark County staff for additional applications for a design review and waiver, and also a vacation. The extension of time has staff recommendation of approval. And we're looking to get that from you tonight. That concludes my presentation. I'm here to answer any questions.
Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public, open it to the board.
I just have one question. What's taking so long?
We had quite a few waivers. This is sort of a conversion from a residential type site to more of a commercial use. Original application was denied. We've worked with staff to do additional waivers, remove additional waivers that we're looking for, and just the process just takes some time. Okay. They've been holding us up on that. So.
And they recommend giving you until June of 2025. Is that going to be sufficient?
You think so?
Okay.
We can get this moved along with our additional applications.
Okay. All right. If no one else has any comments or questions, I would make a motion to approve subject to the staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
That's 4-0.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Okay. Item number five, I'll be reading into the record, but I will be abstaining because this is in close to my home. Item number five is UC230377, 2895 Universal LLC, a use permit for a recreational facility on a portion of 1.6 acres in the MD Design Manufacturing AE65 zone, generally located on the west side of Green Valley Parkway and the south side of Ramrod Avenue within Paradise. Hello.
Hi. Good evening, board and council members. My name is Richie Wu. My address is 370 Mono Destro Lane, Henderson, Nevada, 89011. I actually bought my laptop, and if it's possible, is there a HDMI connection?
Awesome.
Okay. is previously was a 24-hour fitness gym. It's a huge gym. And then the new owner is going to use the entire space, not just a corner of it, but reutilizing the entire space. It's very spacious. The 24-hour fitness gym, it has a little retail store to sell the gym equipment. It has a small juice bar for food and drinks. And it's perfect for our new owner and here representing Battle Lab Airsoft. So the new owner will start a new Airsoft arena with this space. And then they are very established, a very well-established business already with multiple locations in the country, very, very professional. And so there's going to be like a little retail space. These are their other locations. There will also be RV for the kids, family fun. The juice bar will be redone so to fit the atmosphere a bit more, you know, with like finger food or pina coladas, like a bowling alley. And then if we look at the plan that was submitted, so plenty of parking that I went through with the planning department already, and then we can see from the proposed floor plan, very spacious, you know, right here, this area right here are the battlefield. It would be used for the airsoft field. We have right here the bathrooms. And here, where previously was retail, well, they'll still use it for retail. Little juice bar here, and a little bar. And if you look at the elevation from the outside, nothing will change. Everything will remain the same. They will have a new sign put up. And then the elevation height, everything remains the same. And then I do also have a small video, which I will breeze through very quickly just to give you a feel of what it feels like. I muted the sound. This is kind of like the play, you know, the bar, you know, very high-end, professionally modeled. Just what the retail store will look like. Some of the arenas that will be decorated. Events or tournaments for help will be held for different age groups. The food that will be served. So overall, we're making the entire thing lively and exciting for the people nearby, business nearby. That is a battle app for you guys.
Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak on this item?
Yes.
Give us your name. If you can step close here and give us your name and address for the record.
Chris Ampino, 6565 South Lamb Boulevard. We've met with the owners several times because we have a homeless problem adjacent to them. They've been very cooperative. They put up a fence. It looks like what they're going to do. The 24-hour fitness has been closed for some time, being vandalized, things ripped out of it. They've spent a lot of money already before even attempting to open this facility. They seem very responsible. We've talked to them numerous times over the months, and several of the neighbors adjacent to it like what they're going to do and what they've done to also help with the homeless currently going on there problem, working with Metro and helping getting them removed. I also want to comment, Metro's not here. Usually when our neighborhood's here, Metro usually shows up. For some reason, Metro's not here today.
Thank you, Chris.
Don't jinx us.
There is anyone else like to make a comment?
We'll see everyone there.
Seeing no one, I'll close to the public, open it to the board.
You've got somebody back there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you want to make a comment?
Is this for applying for a permit or?
This is for them to get a use permit to use the facility as a battle.
A recreational facility.
Oh. Right.
And previously, it was already under a special use when they used the gym.
Anyone else? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public, open it to the board.
Madam Chair, if no one has any comments, questions, or concern, I move to approve subject to staff preliminary conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to staff preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. You go on to the Board of County Commissioners on the 16th of August.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good luck. Item number six, WC 2340098 WS210683, Greystone Nevada LLC, waiver of conditions for a waiver of development standards requiring existing power lines to be relocated underground in conjunction with a single family residential subdivision on 6.4 acres and an R1 single family residential zone, generally located on the north side of Rochelle Avenue, 390 feet east of Pecos Road within Paradise.
Hi.
Could you stand closer to us since we don't have a mic?
Yes. Good evening, Madam Chair, members of the town board, Stephanie Allen, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant Lennar Homes. We were before you, I guess it's been about a year and a half now, on this site that's located at Pecos and Rochelle. It's an R1 site, and we worked really closely with the neighborhood on this application. We had R1 homes agreed to do all single-story homes. We actually lost some lots and had a condition to reduce it to 29 lots. We worked with them on the off-sites on Rochelle. And the last piece that was really mostly a Commissioner Sagerbloom request was he asked us to underground all of the power poles. Some of these are large transmission line power poles, and we did say at the BCC hearing, we're happy to do it as long as it's not completely cost prohibitive. In fact, we had meetings with NV Energy and the commissioner to kind of walk through and try to get an estimate. Well, ultimately, it came out to be determined that it's going to cost about $4 million to underground all of those, which when you have 29 home sites, gets passed on to those homeowners to the tune of over $100,000 per lot. So we worked with the commissioner. We had a neighborhood meeting to explain this to all the neighbors, and now are required to do a waiver of condition to actually remove that condition that required the power poles to be underground. At the meeting we had in May with the neighbors, they had a bunch of things that we talked about, and we did agree to some things even after the fact to continue to address some concerns they have, but I'm not aware of anyone having concerns with removing this condition with respect to the power poles. So staff is recommending approval. We appreciate their approval, and we would very much appreciate yours tonight as well.
Thank you. Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this side? Please come forward. And you can just stand close to the table and give us your name and address for the record.
Hi, my name is Randy White, 3458 East Rochelle, next to this property. My curiosity is that Lennar went into this project. I have plans that they provided in October of 21 showing that the power lines would be buried, that the poles would be removed. At that point, Lennar isn't a new person on the block. They've done a lot of developments in this city. It would not be surprising for them to find out that they had to bury the lines. And I know they would have a very good idea of what that would cost. Whether it would be, as Commissioner Sagerbloom told us, $2.5 million, whether it would be $4 million, as not a surprise to a big contractor. So it was calculated into their ROI for this project. At this point, they're being granted a $2.5 million or a $4 million gift to not have to do this. So their return on equity just went up a substantial amount. I would just ask that they use a portion of the $2.5 million to $4 million gift that they are being given for this, of not having to bury the lines, to continue to make amenities into this neighborhood, whether it be more decorative fences, whether it be more decorative landscaping on the outside, they have a lot of money to work with. So I would just ask them to do that.
Thank you. I appreciate your comment. Is there anyone else who'd like to speak? Would you like to address the comment?
If I could please. If there were plans that showed power lines removed, there are some that were removed and will continue to be removed. They're the lower level wood power lines, not the big transmission lines, and they were located, I believe, in this area here, maybe up here. Those were always contemplated. However, the transmission lines were never contemplated in the budget. The discussions came up at public hearings, neighborhood meetings that the commissioner was at. In fact, NV Energy came to one of the meetings and kind of couldn't give us exact numbers, but gave us a ballpark range. And we kept saying, until we actually know the cost of undergrounding these very expensive lines, we can't necessarily commit. And even at the final approval, I put that on the record that, you know, if this is within reason, they can probably make it work. But if it ends up being astronomical in a development like this that's infill and it's only 29 lots, the unfortunate part is that gets pushed on to the homeowners. And we're obviously in a scenario where we're trying to keep the cost of homes low for folks right now, and adding $100,000 plus onto the purchase price of homes is not wise for any type of development, and also it's not regular in development that developers are asked to underground these type of poles. That's why it was never in the budget, because the county does not require that. So Public Works never would have required us to underground these poles. It came up simply at the request of the commissioner, and worked through all of that, and that's why we're here today requesting the waiver, only because it ended up being so cost prohibitive. But with respect to continued efforts with the community, I have a whole list of things that were discussed at that last neighborhood meeting that we're continuing to do. The neighbors had discussed some dust concerns, and so even subsequent to and not a requirement of the development, Lamar has put up a fence along the east property line at their cost, which is helping with the dust as well as security. They were worried about, while they were under construction, folks being able to access their yard. So Lamar added this at the request of the neighbor after the approval. Also, there were requests to limit the number of RV car garages after the fact. So Lamar has a great product that has this fabulous RV car garage where you can, you know, have toys in there. It's still a single story home, but they want to sell it on this property. There was a request to limit those on Rochelle to only 3 of the homes. We've agreed to do that, and we plan to do that. It will only limit those to 3 homes on Rochelle and not on the ends of Rochelle. They had asked for a custom wall on one lot, which we actually responded that we could not do that. The reason is it looks better when it's uniform. This is all going to be decorative block wall, so it'll look nice, and it would look kind of odd to have one lot with custom walls. And the wall plans were all provided at that meeting and discussed pretty in detail. With respect to Rochelle and the landscaping and the off-site, that was discussed for hours at multiple meetings, because what they wanted is a lesser pavement on the road. They wanted it to be rural and a lesser pavement. And in fact, that was the condition that was approved. So this says full off-sites except for the full width paving. And so we did exactly what the neighbors wanted with respect to those off-sites and the landscape plans. A lot of effort went in, as you can see in this approval letter, that we're doing a stair-step planter. We had to limit the lots to 29 lots, all single story. We changed the hammerhead to a cul-de-sac, which you can see here on this revised tentative map. The highlighted condition is the one that I'm asking to be removed, and then the off-site. So there was a lot of discussion that went into this infill project to make sure that it fit in with the neighborhood and was compatible with the neighborhood. And we'd like to proceed. We'd like to build these homes. We think it'll be a nice addition to the neighborhood and finish it off, but certainly don't have extra funds beyond what I've offered today to put into it.
I'm going to close it to the public and open it to the board.
Okay, so let me get this straight. You're not going to put the transmission lines in the ground, but you are going to put poles in the ground. Is that
correct?
Correct, which is my big gripe on the east side.
Yep.
Is wherever we can do it, those lines need to go in the ground.
Yep. So my understanding is that we're located on the east side, somewhere around this parcel. Maybe up on the north as well. There are 2 to 3 poles that they are putting underground, already budgeted for and planned for, but not the larger 4 poles that go through the ground.
I'm just a little taken back that Lennar, as large a construction company as they are, I mean, this is not their first rodeo, that they didn't have any idea that at the cost to put transmission lines in the ground. That just floors me that they didn't deal with that at the beginning.
They did know the cost, and they did not plan to put them underground. That condition was imposed on them, and we told the commissioner all the way up until the last hearing, if there's a way to do it, we'll do it, but the likelihood is it's going to be very expensive, and so that's why we're back before you.
Okay, so I have a little bit better perspective on it now, because I didn't think you were going to put the poles in the ground either. I thought you just wanted to forget putting anything in the ground.
No.
Okay, so the poles are gone.
Yes.
I think it's unreasonable to ask to put the transmission lines in. They've been there all this time. That's something that the county should address with Nevada Power going forward. If they don't want visible transmission lines, they need to deal with Nevada Power, because you granted an easement to them to place them. So I'm in agreement with that. And it seems like the neighbors beat you up pretty well already. So they're very lucky for an infill piece that they got to have that much input for basically homes. It's not like someone came along and wanted to put a retail center there.
They're probably going to have the nicest infill
piece
that's
around.
It's gone in for quite a while.
Three one-story homes.
Anyone else?
No, just to address it's a $4 million gift that they were given. Mm-hmm. The cost of doing construction, I do active work in the field right now. The cost of doing things like moving power lines has increased 200-300 fold over the last 2 years. So even if you've been doing work previously, the cost of this year's work or anticipated is far greater. We've had to do an inflation check of anywhere between 25-30% on projects we plan on doing next year. So there's no way they could have been planning for a $4 million thing. They might have had $2 million planned, but $4 million would never have been even in the scope of what's going on. It's just a fact of this construction, and I understand they're a large company, but it's been crazy out there. And the giant power poles are never ones that you think you're putting underground. They're above ground for a reason. And I'm sorry they tried to make you do that.
Thank you.
Right.
Do we have anyone else?
All right, if there's no one else, I'd make a motion to approve this item subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. So you go on to BCC on August the 16th.
Thank you.
Okay, is item number 2 made it in? King David LLC? Blanca, since this is a... Are you with King David?
No, I'm the one who applied for it. My name is Henry Fuentes.
Oh,
he's the one that called.
Yeah, come on up. Yes. I'm going to read it into the item first. Item number 2, UC230330, King David LLC, a use permit to allow a tattoo parlor, waiver of development standards to reduce parking in conjunction with an existing shopping center on 3.9 acres in a C1 local business zone and C2 general commercial zone, generally located on the west side of Eastern Avenue, 141 feet north of Rochelle Avenue within Paradise. So give us your name and address for the record. If you can just come a little closer to me, I won't bite. Your name and address.
My name is Henry Fuentes, and the address where I am applying at is 4225 South Eastern Avenue, Suite 9.
Okay, and tell us what you want to do.
What I want to do is I want to open up a tattoo establishment. There was prior a tattoo establishment right there called Inner Visions Tattoo at the same exact location. There will be no changes to the landscape. I am applying for a C1 permit since they told me I have to take this process in order to apply for it. I am approved by the Southern Nevada Health District already. I've been tattooing since 2012. It would be a total between 1 and 3 employees. It would be me, myself, and 2 other artists that have already their body art cards. And traffic flow is usually between 6 to 10 people a day, sometimes less because there's slow days, sometimes, but usually the most will be 6 to 10 people a day. It's mostly not walking traffic, mostly appointment based only. There will be some merch for sale and also some custom artwork. Other than that, that's it.
Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public and open it to the board. Anybody? Go ahead.
Madam Chair, if there is no one who has any comments, questions, or concerns, I move to approve subject to staff preliminary conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. So your next step is the Planning Commission on 8/15, okay. And that is downtown where you were before.
Okay.
At least you know how to get there, right?
I was like, oh my God, I'm late.
You did good. You made it.
I appreciate your
thank you. Okay. Any general business? We good, Fonka?
Good.
All right. Comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Anybody going to speak today? Nope. Okay. Seeing none, I'll close it to the public. Our next meeting is August 8th, 2023. May I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
I still get you.
You still do it. Is it next time you're here?
No.